Good morning. Let's pray before we read the Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day. We come to you. We want to hear the word of God. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, teach us, so that we can understand and apply this word in our life, and help your servant who shared this word, by the grace of God, he can share the word clearly to everybody who come in morning prayer and also through internet service. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We read one verse from the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Today I use my English Bible, Revised Standard Version, because my teacher, New Testament scholar, said this is the best one. I don't know. Romans chapter 8, verse 38. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Everybody know this verse, and some of us can repeat it without see the Bible. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Let's say if we imagine this verse like this. I stand here, and then I will end at that corner. We start here with Jesus, and the end with the beautiful place. But before we end at that place, we know we need to go this path, go that path, and then maybe down, up, and then swim, and everything. That's the Bible not tell us. The Bible tell us we will ending at beautiful place. But before we ending at beautiful place, we need to run. We need to walk. We need to climb. Maybe make us laugh, make us cry. That's the problem that Bible never told us. That's why many of us suffer many things because we are not ready to face this kind of problem. This morning, I want to share about human difficulties, and at the same time, they need to give thanks to God. Let's see some picture. This is New York, maybe. Super Sandy storm. Yeah. Almost 40 people died. And then they lost almost $20 billion. $20 billion, not million, but billion US dollar. And then 1,000 flight cancel. Yeah. Live without electricity. That's mean no lift, no escalator. You need to walk up. Yeah. If they don't have a gas machine, they cannot cook. They cannot wash their clothes. They cannot do anything. If the weather is cold, then they feel very cold. If the weather is hot, no aircon. Many houses broke, and then so many people cry. Mr. Obama come and say, we are here for you. What can Obama do in this situation? I don't know, United States government still continue election or not in this case. But what I want to tell you, 3 weeks after this, 3 weeks after this, American people have special celebration, Thanksgiving days. Now, they don't have anything. 3 weeks after this, they will celebrate Thanksgiving. What I know, when they celebrate Thanksgiving, a big turkey, and then so many food around that. I try to understand the background of Thanksgiving days, and they said that Thanksgiving Day is a time for many people to give thanks for what they have. It's a time for many people to give thanks for what they have. If we look at to the Bible, the first Thanksgiving days come after Israel came out from Egypt. And then after that they show it, and then they get the food. And first harvest, they make as a Thanksgiving Day. So, Thanksgiving Day's connection with ancient Israel Thanksgiving Day. They give thanks for what they have. If we compare Super Sandy and then Thanksgiving, then we can say that no connection. My question is Super Sandy come and visit Hong Kong? Come and visit Hong Kong, and at the same time, we celebrate Lunar Year celebration. Can we do Thanksgiving at that time? It's very, very difficult. But as Christian, the Bible told us, we see from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks, not when you are happy, not when you have job, but the Bible told us, in all circumstances, that means you have, you don't have, you are happy, you are sad, you have problem, without problem, same. We need to give thanks every time. Brother and sister, sometimes I think that Paul is something different with us. Sometimes I think that Paul, when he asks Thessalonians people to give thanks, it's look that he is a tycoon maybe, has a lot of money without problem. No, Paul is not the person like that. Paul same with us. Paul same with us. If we read from the book of Acts, let us open Acts 27. Acts 27 start when Paul, as a prisoner, they bring Paul to Roman city. No train, no aeroplane, only use ship. And in the midst of the journey, the Bible told us that they have problem sinking boat. That means there is a typhoon in between, and then the boat cannot move. And then at the end, the wind broke the boat. So everybody must swim, go to the beach. But one more thing, the Bible told us, in one night, an angel come and say to Paul, "Don't be afraid, because the boat must be broke, but all the people in this boat may not die because of you." And then this really happened. The boat broke, but nobody died. And then they was very happy. And then when they came to the beach, maybe because of the weather is quite cold, let's see 28 verse 1. "After we had escaped, we then learned that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us. Because it has begun to rain and was cold, Paul has gathered a bundle of a stick and put them on the fire. When a fire came out, because the heat, and fastened on his hand, a viper, in other translation called a snake, come out and then bit his hand. And people said, no doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." These people talk about Paul. But what happened after that? Paul just like this. A snake bit him, but he feel like a mosquito bit him. Very funny. A snake bit him, but he feel like a mosquito bit him. So he just like, chow la, like that. Yeah? No feel anything. And then people said, what kind of man this kind of people? So Paul also has many problems in his life. But Paul never see his problem. What I say in introduction, that Paul only see at the end. Bible told us that God with us at the end. We have victory place. We have victory place. Because of the end. That's why we need to give thanks. In every circumstance, even in difficulties of our life. Brother and sister, when we read Romans chapter 8, we can see that two things that we can learn. With those who love him, who are called according to his purpose, as long you run with God, as long you use the purpose of God in your life, then don't be afraid. God will be settle everything for you. Five months after I came to Hong Kong, Samuel, Cardia, and then Mimi will come also to Hong Kong. We need to wait till Samuel and Cardia graduation. You know, at that time, Mimi called me and she said, Papa, Samuel was sick. What happened? He got dengue fever, a kind of sick because of mosquito. In Indonesia, there are a lot of dengue fever. When you get this kind of sick, you need to take a rest for 1 week. Mimi called me on Friday. And then Monday, Samuel need to take exam. Nobody can do it when you have a dengue fever. And then I said, we just pray. Saturday night, I pray. And I said to God, I don't want to sleep. I ask you. You ask me to come here, and I want Samuel can t- take exam and then graduation and come to Hong Kong. If Samuel fail, you know how difficult in Indonesia to take another exam. Need to wait for a few months. So Samuel cannot enter junior high school. And I pray. I don't know who sent message to me at 2 a.m. And then nobody tell me who sent this. And in the text said, don't be afraid, I will be with you. And then after that, I go to sleep. And I go to sleep. Sunday morning, I call Mimi, how about his thrombocyte? Even though the thrombocyte in the blood, up, down, or what? And Mimi said, not going down, still same. Then I said, go and take exam. God will bless him. And then Samuel go and take exam. Very funny. The exam start 7:30. Everybody come before 7:30. Samuel just sit. And then when the exam start, he enters the room. And then 30 minutes and set it and go back to home. Nobody can do it. But Samuel can do it like that. And then the second day, he come again. But blood come from his nose. Dengue fever is very dangerous if the blood comes from your nose. That means some infection inside. And Mimi called me again. How about this time? No, I said, God already said to me, just do it. Go and take exam. Second day, he did it again. And then the third day, now it's already finished. What should I do? Bring him go to hospital. Bring him go to hospital. And who will pay? My friend will pay VIP class for him. My friend in somewhere send the money and then pay for everything. And then the doctor said, this, what happened? Fever gene there. After check, and the doctor said, this already recovery. You should bring him on Friday. You should bring him on Friday. But we bring him on Wednesday after 5 days. God work. And then we wait for the result. And then the result is very, very excellent. I said not excellent, but very, very excellent. For Matt, he only did one mistake. 97.5. So I said, God tell us at that point, but in the journey, maybe we need go to valley, climb the mountain, and then swim into the sea to arrive at that point. As long you go with God, don't worry. And then the second thing that's is very, very important, people always forget. This verse tells us, for those who love him, For me, if New York people, New Jersey people love God, then they still have Thanksgiving celebration. Difficulties, problem come to us, God will tell us how power he is. If I tell you that Jesus is powerful, if I tell you Jesus can save sinner, if I tell you that Jesus can change the stone become the bread, people will don't know. And they will say, how can I see? Then God sent the problem to us. And then in the midst of problem, we survive, then people can know that God is always with you. So this is a good thing, a good opportunity for you, for me, and for New York people to tell people that God is with you. Another side, If New York people, New Jersey people, doesn't love God, then this is the time that God humiliate them, make them to be humble. You know, I read from Indonesian newspaper this quote from Saudi Arabia newspaper. Saudi Arabia people, they follow this kind of news. And then they said, hooray, God punished New York. Why they said like this? Because they hate American. They said American make problem for everywhere. Two options. God punish American or God will take up American. All depend by one word. Do they love God? If they love God, then this is the time to show all the world that God with them. Same with us. If we have problem, two options. The problem come to us to show everybody that we have God or to show everybody that we don't have God. If we have God, the end is happiness. Like Paul. Paul has a lot of problem. Sinking boat is a big problem. Car accident, you can still walk. But sinking boat, the boat is broke. Then you need to swim. If you don't know how to swim, then you will die. Because Paul has God. That's why he's safe. Because he's safe and he tells us, we know that in everything, God works for good with those who love him. The problem is, do you and I love God? If you love God, it doesn't mean you don't have any problem, but you can overcome every problem. Because you overcome every problem, so not every year you celebrate Thanksgiving, but every minute in your life, you have Thanksgiving to God. Let us pray. Let's use some time and see in your life, do you love God or you don't love God? You love yourself, you love your ambition, you love your own career, you love your own family. If you love God, when every problem comes to you, then because God with you, you can overcome every problem. People will see how great your God with you to solve this kind of problem. If you don't love God, today I encourage you, come to Him and say, God, I love you more than this. The Bible told us, when we were sinners, Jesus died at the cross. How much more after we believe Him? He will go and walk with us. I still remember one song when I was kid. When God in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. Smile at the storm, smile at the storm, and sailing home. What kind of storm you suffer? Sandy storm, typhoon, or other storm, but with God in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. Just walk with Him, love Him, then you can feel His power in your life.
You are the home. washed the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I wanna be like you, Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King.
Let's begin to pray for our community and pray for those who are sick. And let's lift them up to the Lord, and let's lift them up to a God who's able to do even greater things than we can ever imagine or ask. And so let's continue to press through and pray for them. For those who are still unsaved, still dealing with sickness, and let's ask God to do a miracle in their lives. And so let's lift them up in prayer right now. For those with other infirmities, sickness, and illness, and let's ask God to touch them. And so let's pray. Continue to pray for Stanley and Eshin as they are going through funeral arrangements the past couple days. And let's ask God to be the God of comfort and peace over their lives. And let's ask the Lord to bless their family, that they can give thanks through tragedy. So let's pray for Stanley and Eshin.
Father, we just thank you for just what you're doing in their lives, God. And we pray for through this
pass it on to his family. Lord God, we pray for Ashley, Lord. Jesus, we just pray for just their families, God, as they come together. Lord, we just pray, Father, for blessing and anointing, God, over them, Lord Jesus. God, we pray that you have mercy, God, and be the God of all comfort to them. God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for those looking for jobs and employment, and let's continue to ask the Lord to open doors for them. And so let's lift them up right now.
Lord, we just thank you for Elijah. Lord, we just thank you, God, for Katharina and Q, Lord. Lord, we ask, Father, that you would open doors, God. I pray that you would take them to their next place, God. We pray for even greater things, God. And Lord, we pray for Mark, Lord. And we just pray that it's been such a long time, God. We pray that you would open something up, God. As they patiently wait, God, we pray that their reward would be great, Lord. Father, we pray for Isabel, Lord, Rachel, Lord. We just ask, God, that you would open just pathways for them, Lord, that they would be able to walk in your will, God, during this time, Lord. God, we pray that you would be their sustenance, God. We pray for John and Sam and Dennis, Lord. We just ask for Young and Daniel, Lord, and James, Lord. God, we just lift them up to you now, God. Lord, we just ask, Father, God, for that opportunity to come, Lord. And Father, we pray that you would place people, God, to be people of influence, Lord Jesus. Places, God, we just pray for them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, just lift them up, God. Lift them up.
Let's pray for our mission focus this morning. Let's pray for our local ministries, especially for the churches here in Hong Kong. And let's lift up the different YWAM ministries that we support and are participating in. Let's the ministries are up on the board. So let's pray and intercede for them.
Father, we just thank you, God, for the work that you've done and established here in Hong Kong through the churches, God, through the local churches, God. Lord, we just pray, Father, that that Hong Kong would be transformed and changed, Lord. God, not just our international community, but God, Lord, that the landscape of Hong Kong would be radically different, God. And Lord, we just pray that you'd bring people to repentance and salvation. Lord, use the YWAM ministries, Lord, like SSI, God. Lord, bless them in their 25th year, God. We just pray for Shanti and Godwin, Lord, God, the beauty of Craig Family. Lord, we pray for the outreaches in the Red Lake District, Lord. Lift up Jimmy and Face to Face, God. Continue to use them to heal, Lord, God. We pray for Shanti College, God. Lord, we pray that you provide all the funding and feed the hungry. Lord, we pray for CSW, God. We just lift them up right now. God, we pray that you do even greater things in their lives, God. Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray for our SP ministries, for our worship team, the AV team, hospitality team, and the barista team, that God would manifest his presence through these ministries, and the tangible presence of God would be revealed through them. So let's lift up the leaders there, and let's pray for them. Let's lift up our McCain House Church meeting today, and let's ask the Lord to truly use them together as a house church to affect their community. And so let's ask the Lord to bless them. Let's pray for McCain House Church. Father, we thank you because in you we can give thanks in all circumstances. God, we pray that you'd take all circumstances and all things and turn it for good, for your glory, God. And Lord, we submit to that today, God, and let Thanksgiving not be just one day, but every moment of our lives, God, that every breath that we take would express thanks to you for you saved us and you blessed us, and you've given us your grace. And Father, we just honor you today. We worship you, God. We invite your presence here today. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.